Hey there. Thanks for coming here today to listen just to me. While you've been away, I've been thinking about some of the best times we've had together. And even though we only know each other through these audios, that doesn't mean that what exists between us isn't completely real. It's just a slightly different kind of reality. One based on sound. And that reality, well, there's two parts to it, really. The first is what you give me. And that's attentive listening. If I didn't know that you were listening to me right at the same time that I'm talking to you, at this exact moment, I couldn't do this. I couldn't be the second creator of this reality. I couldn't put myself out there. I couldn't say words like these, the ones I'm saying to you now. I couldn't talk in a way that feels, I don't know, honest. I couldn't do any of that unless I could rely on you to be there, hanging on my words, when it's just me. Speaking these words into a mic, spilling all my fantasies, my thoughts, my dreams, my desires, especially the ones I have about you. Well, if I'm alone, it's like I'm throwing my thoughts out into some kind of void. And that feels pointless, cruel even, because what you're getting from me right now is who I am. I'm not hiding anything from you. It's just you and me, my love. Anyway, one of the things I've been focusing a lot on is thinking about you, what it would be like for us to meet in person. If it makes you feel uncomfortable to hear me talk like that, then just turn the audio off. But I have to say, I've imagined it in my head so many times. And for some reason, I always come back to a very specific scenario. Can I describe it for you? Is that all right with you? And if you don't mind too much, and I don't think you will, as I'm describing that fantasy, I'm going to reminisce as if it actually happened, okay? As if we really did meet, and as if I'm in your room with you right now. That we're together as I'm talking. I remember it so clearly. For a while, we'd been part of a group of couples that like to socialize together. Most of the time, we each have partners, so we got to know each other, but only through mutual friends. But it was really noticeable to me that in that group, more likely than not, we'd find ourselves together. Just the two of us, sitting with each other at the party, as everyone else was doing shots, dancing together in a club, and laughing at the goofy, dorky dance moves we'd make. Or when we all went out to a movie, the two of us would find ourselves sitting together at the end of the row. It wasn't ever anything we consciously planned. It just seemed to pan out that way, and we'd laugh, joke, giggle. We just had such fun together. We were really good company for each other. Then, one night, it happened. The group of us started off meeting at your place. It was just round the corner from a bar we'd go to. And that night, there was a local band playing there that we all liked. The music was great. It was a fun show. Everyone had a great time. But somehow, without us being aware of it, we realized that when the music had finished, we were the last two of our group, left in the bar. We'd been enjoying ourselves so much, we hadn't even noticed that everyone else has left. I reached for my phone to call for a ride home, and I couldn't find it. Then, I had a mental image of it at the start of the evening, sitting on the coffee table in your living room. As the whole group got ready to leave. So we walked back to your place, just so I could fetch it and get a ride. We went inside, and I sat down on that big, overstuffed chair you have. You know, the Art Deco style one, covered in soft mohair, and those wide, deep sidearms, almost like benches. Anyway, I was sitting there, scrolling through my phone, trying to find the app. Head down, putting in your address for the pickup. And I was suddenly aware that you were sitting on the arm of the chair. You were looking at me so intently that for a moment I wondered if there'd been some kind of emergency. But then you said just three little words. No, not I love you. No, you just said, will you stay? And I was so shocked. I didn't know what to say. Then you leaned your head down towards me, lifted my hair off my neck, used your hand to support the back of my head, and you kissed me so gently on my mouth. Remember that? Here it is again. And it felt so natural, so obvious, that I wondered why I hadn't seen it before. Why it hadn't dawned on me that we were perfect for each other. And as I kissed you back, I heard that wonderful noise coming from somewhere deep inside you. Half moan, half sigh, almost of pain. The sound of a man settling into what he knows will be the bliss to come. And that's when I knew that we were going to be lovers, that we just fit together. But I didn't want to fuck that night. It just fell too fast, too soon. So, do you remember? I asked you to stand in front of me, and while I sat in the chair, I looked up at you and unbuckled your belt. I held your eyes in my gaze and I smiled because it was obvious that you were stunned by what was happening. You looked like you couldn't believe it, but you couldn't get any words out. Because you were breathing so hard and moaning all that deep bliss just from me pulling your zip down. I remember caressing you right through your jeans. You made a sound that was so erotic, so desperate, so full of longing that it excited me beyond measure and also scared me because it told me that you would be an intense lover, that this wouldn't be a quick blowjob that you'd post about to friends tomorrow. You wouldn't be texting people as soon as you came, bragging, crowing. No, I knew even then that this was the start of something deeply intimate, that each of us, well, we'd found the part of us that we'd been looking for in each other. It felt like coming home. That's the only way I can describe it. I remember so vividly the first time I saw your cock had finished unbuckling you, and I pulled your jeans and your briefs down. You stepped out of them and you were standing there in front of me, with just your t-shirt and socks. I mean, it must have looked ridiculous to an outside observer. But I remember thinking, this is the most erotic thing I've ever done. And although I'm no stranger to giving head, I love to serve my man that way. This time, the first blowjob I ever gave you, it felt like an act of deep love. So I didn't start by deep-throating you. I didn't gobble down your shaft, trying to get as much of you in my mouth as I could. I just kissed you very lightly on the tip of your head. I licked a little dewdrop of pre-cum as it leaked out of you. Then, as your balls started to churn, this stream of clear, viscous liquid slowly oozed out across your cockhead and I cleans you up by taking the head slowly in my mouth and sucking on you. Can I do that now? Can I suck on your head? Would you like that? Here, put your cock right in front of my face, just like you did that first night. I want to lick you nice and clean. I want my tongue to lick off all your pre-cum. I want to lap all around your glands so your head is shining with my saliva. That tastes so nice. Your pre-cum. So salty. It's the perfect appetizer before the main meal. If I tell you that I want you to, will you come for me? I like to do it the way it happened that first night. Do you remember? There I was, sitting in that chair. You standing in front of me, naked from the waist down. Your cock twitching right in front of my face, like he was straining as hard as I could to come across the space between us. Into the home it sought, my warm, wet mouth. Do you remember how I pushed your legs apart as wide as I could? You were almost an A-frame. And I sat there, looking up at you, savoring the gorgeous moment when both partners are tense with anticipation. But no one has yet really touched each other. It was very clear that you were so aroused that it wouldn't take much to make you come. So I started to play with you. I let my fingers tickle your balls. I stroked my fingernails tantalizingly over your ballsack. I could feel them moving under me, full of your cum, straining, desperate, so tight, your poor, poor balls. Is that how you are right now? Oh, my love, you are very full today, aren't you, my sweetie? Will you let me do what I did for you that first night? Can I take it out your pants? I want to touch it. Do I have your permission to do that, darling? Yeah? Thank you. Oh, fuck. You look so rigid, like a steel rod. I mean, I'm not trying to talk you up, but You seem really hard today. Okay, are you ready for me? I'm so going to enjoy this. Let's start here. How do my fingers feel cupping those balls? Does it feel good, babe? Oh, I can feel you squirming. No, don't get up. You don't need to stand for me. Not today. Just lie back and open your legs. Look at you. So desperate for me, aren't you? What do you want? Do you need a warm mouth to enfold you? A tongue licking you, swirling around the rim of your head? Or do you need a pussy? My pussy is so tight, but so wet. Do you want to slide into me and hear me moan? Whimpering, begging for you to go deeper? You need my touch, don't you? It's alright, my love. I'll take care of you. You're really erect for me. Has it been a while? Don't worry. I'm here now, one hand cupping your balls, stroking them. Yeah, that's it. The other hand playing with the base of your shaft.
Oh,
when I touched it, your body almost jumped up to the ceiling. Fuck. You are really ready. Here, let's squeeze you. Right where your shaft meets your balls. In and out. Does that feel good? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Me gently stroking your cock from the base to the head, and again from the base to the head. Babe, are you okay? Are you in pain? You're groaning so loudly. Oh, I think I need to help you. I think you need to come. So let me pump you slowly. Yes, that's it. Up and down. Up, right to the head. And then all the way back down. But get ready. You're going to make such a fucking mess when you come. I'm not just going to caress your balls. I'm not just going to pump that shaft slowly. I'm also going to put your head back in my mouth. Is that nice? Yeah. That's okay. You can thrust into my mouth. Go on. Use my mouth as your own personal flashlight. Let me be your fuck toy. Let my lips suck and tease. Mmm. Mmm. I want to taste you. I'm a thirsty girl, and I need come. I'm so dry in my mouth. I need something wet to slake this awful thirst. Can I have your cum, please? I want it in my mouth, down my throat, spilling from my lips. I want your milk, your cream, to drop onto my tits. Go on, fuck my mouth. Push your cock into it. Oh God, I can feel you twitching. Are you ready? Yeah? Can you empty your balls? Come, my love. Come into me. Yeah. Please. Yeah, that's it. Let it flow. Oh God. You taste so good. You were really ready, weren't you?